Yeah.
Okay.
I should have been.
Okay, now back to the word of mouth marketing. Let me ask you this. What have you thought about word of mouth? What have you thought about word of mouth online? Like so for example, Twitter. To me, like, Twitter is one of the best ways for you to do word of mouth online.
You guys are gonna have to sell me on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm not sold.
Okay. You're not sold on it yet. Okay.
All right. Let me.
You don't have to sell it right now.
Okay, I was about to go ahead and do my Twitter sales pitch.
Try to sell me on Twitter and iPhones.
One thing I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Is,
she dogged my iPhone out.
Oh, because you have the BlackBerry, right?
She has a BlackBerry.
Right. So that's why you dogging him out. So I put on here this thing about sneezers and evangelists. I want to encourage you to read anything by Seth Godin. Have you read anything by him yet?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because you know he talks a lot about sneezers, and those are the people that can really help your word of mouth, you know, because they really love what you do, and they really help sell you to other people, you know, because they're having that third party feedback. It really gives you a lot of credibility. Because like one of my favorite websites when we're going on vacation, I never go on vacation when I go on to TripAdvisor.com, because it's reviews from people that have already stayed there. You know, customers are going to tell you the truth about it. They don't have anything to gain, so it's good if you can get that. Now the rest of this, well, I'm not going to go through all this because we want to get your website up and going, but these are just again some strategies for you to think about with getting your name out there, getting your business going. Now with your site, I know your site is a WordPress theme, but yours is going to be set up kind of like a content management system where you mostly just use it almost as like a static site. But I wanted to know, are you going to do like some blogging? Have you thought about planning?
I told her that she should do something, even if it's just once a month.
Yeah.
Because it keeps the content fresh.
Yeah. And then, like, your customers, like, sometimes you're going to keep hearing the same things over and over again from people, and then you can address it on your site. And that's another way to drive traffic to your site in the search engines, because, you know, if it's something that people keep asking you over and over again, that means you know other people have questions about it. And so that would help your search engine ranking. But anyway, so let's go on to the last page of this, because you can go through the other strategies on your own. But I just wanted to give you some ideas and stuff to think about. And then this last thing on here is it's a usability test. And basically what it is once your site is up and going and you're like, okay, I'm ready to launch this thing, maybe like a week before you decide to do that, you get together 3 or 4 people to review your website, and then you give them some tasks to complete so that you can make sure that when people come to your site, like to you, you vision people doing, clicking on this and clicking on that. Well, that don't always work like that. People click on all kinds of different things, and you're basically sitting there kind of watching them do this and seeing what they're doing, you know, what appeals to them, what's drawing them in or whatever. And then you ask them to think out loud as they're doing it, like, okay, I'm clicking on this because I really like the color of this or the font of this or whatever they're going to say. And then you sit there and you just, all you is doing is like maybe taking notes and observing. You don't ask them a lot of questions, because if you weren't there, right, like all the other people that's going to be coming to your site, if you weren't there, they're not going to be able to ask you any questions, right? Mm-hmm. So you try to do this without answering really any of their questions. Mm-hmm. And then once you get the feedback, because this is like right before your site is launching, so you don't want to redo your whole site, you know, based on the feedback they give you. You just do the least that you can do to really improve it. And then just over time, you make these improvements. And this guy, his name is Steve, however you pronounce his last name. His book is called Don't Make Me Think. And he's really cool because he teaches people how to do websites that make people that are easy for people to use so that they come back over and over again to your site. And his web, sensible.com, if you go there, he has this usability test on his website.
This is Website Express Seminars at danieltillman.com/WordPress, and we'll be right back.